A beautiful Sunday morning here on WWDB 860 AM for Inspiration and Religion with Cantor Scott. As always, I hope everyone had a blessed week and fulfilled their goals, dreams, and inspirations for you, your family, and all those that you come into contact with each week. It is August, and as we head into the second half of August, I hope all of the wonders and the miracles and the blessings are coming into your life daily. And we say, as always, we begin this day with a prayer. So if it's your custom to bow your head, please do. If you're accustomed to just sit slowly and have your heart at rest, we say the silent meditation of our own hearts. We say this: God of creation, we give you thanks for all the gifts that will be with us in August. We celebrate this August season of light and warmth. May we recommit ourselves to being the light of warmth of your love to everyone that we meet. May we smile to share light with others. May we extend a hand to share the warmth of comfort and companionship. May we open our eyes to truly see those around us. May we open our ears to truly hear those whom we encounter each and every day. May all our actions be for a blessing, and on that, certainly we all say, may not a day goes by where I'm not contacted by an individual or a family and ask, how do I be? How do I act? What do I say to a family member who is in the midst of losing someone special in their lives? Either they're in hospice or the last days in a hospital. What do I say? And my answer is always roughly the same. And I say, there is no right or wrong. There's no rule book of things that you need to say to your loved one as they are in the process of losing someone that is very close to them. There's no right thing to do or say or act or show, and there is no wrong. What's most important, however, is what I learned in my beginning days of being a police chaplain, and that is called the ministry of presence. The ministry of presence, meaning just being there. You don't have to say a single word. Just the act of being with the person who is hurting inside and going through a myriad of emotions each and every day. They're changing. Just you being there, just the presence of your love is what is most important to those who are in need. So when you ask that question, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. How should I act? Just know that you just being there is the most important thing, the ministry of presence. And on that certainly, we can all say amen. For those of you listening that know, today on Sunday, if you're listening live, is the ninth day of the Hebrew month of Av. Now, why is that important? It's the ninth day of Av. The Hebrew month Av is the saddest day of the Jewish calendar. And why is that? Because the ninth of Av is the saddest day of the Jewish year. On the ninth of Av, the first temple was destroyed and the second temple was destroyed. And we're speaking of roughly 2,000 years ago. And as many know, the only thing remaining of the second temple is the wall. We call that in Hebrew Ha Kotel, which means simply the wall. Often it's called the Wailing Wall. Often it's called the Western Wall. But the wall will do. That's the only remaining part of the second temple 2,000 years ago. And the Jewish people have been in mourning, M-O-U-R-N, ever since. So it is a day, a complete fast day, but it's not only a day to remember the past, but also to learn from the past. And it's a day to bring comfort to those who still mourn in any way of their body, their mind, or their soul, and to remember that we all are one people and one nation. And when there is someone in this world, when there are some people, some community in this world who are suffering, we certainly all suffer. So on this day of the ninth of Av, please bring comfort to those who are in need, that you know. And that comfort has nothing to do with monetary comfort. It has nothing to do with giving something that's tangible. Often giving can be a word. How are you today? I was just thinking about you. Tell me what's going on in your life. Tell me something good. Tell me a blessing that you can count. Tell me something that will bring a smile to my face. That is the way to comfort. Or give somebody some words of encouragement, a prayer of hope, a verse that's on your heart that you remember, or bring out your scriptures and read something that will bring life, a smile to the eyes, to the face, that you could bring joy, at least even if it's momentarily, that you could bring goodness to somebody else. Because as we always say, you should know this by heart. Sometimes the only God someone ever sees on a daily basis is the God in you and the God in me. And certainly on that, we all say amen. You know, it is Sunday, and certainly a lot of my friends are going to church later. Yesterday, a lot of my friends went, if they're Jewish, went to synagogue. But I need to tell you, and I think this is one reason that possibly houses of worship, at least in the United States, are suffering, because we need to know that for Christians, it's not just Sunday that you need to be close to God and God needs to be close to you. For Jewish folk, it's not just Saturday, the Shabbat, that God needs to be close to us and we need to be close to God. In many houses of worship, they use that one day as a day of, not even the day, just the few hours of the service to try to bring godliness and to read words of God, to read the scriptures. But it's a 24/7 mission of love that has nothing to do with the four walls of the church or the four walls of the synagogue or the four walls of any house of worship that you attend. It has to do with the daily life that you lead. It has to do with the actions and the words and the deeds that you perform in the image of God each and every day. So don't just take Sunday as your day of worship. Don't just take Saturday as your day of worship. Take every day, because after all, that is why God created us. That is why God created man and woman to worship him, to worship God. That is the purpose. And from that worshiping of God, God sends to us all our dreams, our goals, and aspirations that we pray for each and every day. And God says, oh, they're praying. They're praying for me. They're worshiping me. I will set the wheels of motion of their dreams, and they will live in the image of God. So I will bless them each and every day. And that is a daily rhythm that we must keep. That is a daily commandment to worship each and every day in the V'ahavta. That's the words in the book of Deuteronomy, the last book of the Bible, of the Old Testament, of the Torah. And many religions have these same words. It goes V'ahavta, and you shall love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And that, my friends, is not just done 1 hour a week. It's not just done 2 hours a week on a specific day. It's done every day of the week. And I know on that, we can certainly say amen. We also say amen for our sponsors of this morning, without whom inspiration and religion on WWDB would not be possible. And if you're not listening live, the podcast on WWDBAM.com 24/7 would also not be possible, or any of my social media, any of the segments of this program would certainly not be possible. So we thank them all, and we are proud to welcome Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine. to ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available. They passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their very best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results in treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website, thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care, award-winning, patient-focused. They look forward to hearing from you and on them. And on them, certainly, we all say amen. You know, this past week has been so blessed for me, and I certainly hope it's been blessed for you. And don't forget to share your blessings, because someone who is in the valley only temporarily needs to hear the blessings in your life, because they can say, ah, if God is doing it for them, God will do it for me as well. So share your blessings, whether it's on social media, whether it's one-on-one, on person, whether it's any media, any way that you can share the blessings in your life with others. That brings joy to the heart, the mind, and the soul of people who are looking for that spark. And they can say, oh, I'm next. God, it's coming for me as well. As far as me, these past 7 days, it's been amazing. Seven new life cycle events booked. Baby namings, bar mitzvahs, weddings. And what does that say? It says that don't let the recession that we are in now, the economic recession that we are here in the United States, stop you from fulfilling the joyous occasions in your life, the occasions in the life cycle events of you and your family that make life filled with joy each and every day. Don't let the recession be an excuse. Say, oh, well, maybe we'll do our wedding later. Maybe we'll postpone the baby naming later. Maybe we'll postpone, you know, any of the life cycle events from birth to the later in life events that you have that bring families together with joy and wonder and miracles. Never, never let the recession or monetary issues stop you from the joy that you have in life. And if I can be of any help to you in any life cycle events, please contact me in any way. I always work with families, and it is always a honor to me to help families in need. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. And just remember, if you are temporarily in a valley and you want to get up on that hill, when it's the hardest to pray is when you should pray the hardest. Let me repeat that with love. When it's the hardest to pray is when you should pray the hardest. If things are not going as well as they should, either financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, religiously, in your relationships, when those are the hardest times in your lives, that is the time that you should pray the hardest. But I also need to tell you that you should not only pray when things are bad in your life, but you should pray when things are good. If something happens in your life, in any of the aspects that forms the essence of your life, you should look up and say, God, I knew that was you. God, I knew that was you bringing a blessing into my life, and that will bring joy to everyone that you meet. And certainly we can say amen. And how do you thank God for the good things in your life? Well, that is called prayer. But prayer is just a fancy word for just saying thank you, God, in any language, or just silently in the silent meditations of your own hearts. Because God hears you even when you can't find the words to say. Say that again. God hears you even when you can't find the words to say. So even if you sit there quietly, just in the presence of God, and you meditate on your gratitude, on your happiness, on your joy, on your thankfulness, God will hear that. Or even when there's a tear in your eye and the only thing coming out of you are tears, God hears and sees those tears as well and acts accordingly. So prayer is simply a fancy word for just interaction with God in any way that you choose. God understands all languages, even the language of silence. And certainly we say amen, amen to that. We also say amen to the wonderful folks at the Mount Laurel Home for funerals. If you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving all communities, all religions, all creeds, all traditions of South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796. And for them certainly, we can all say amen. This week, if you follow me on social media, whether it be TikTok or Facebook or Instagram, I post, as you know, words of inspiration each and every morning so you can wake up and fill your heart with faith. Just like when you go out and perform all the blessings in our community, you have to fill up your car to full. That's our mission in the morning, even before we leave our house, to fill our tank, fill our hearts. That's why we always say in Judaism, there is a tradition when we're saying the blessing over the wine, to fill the wine up to the top. Because in Psalm 23 by King David, written over 3,000 years ago, King David says, "My cup overfloweth." So that means our hearts are overflowing with joy. So when we are about to leave the house and fulfill all of the blessings towards our community and anyone that we come into contact with, we have to start that day with overfloweth blessings in our hearts. And that's done with reciting the words of God, the words of our prophets, the words of all scriptures. And on social media this week, I posted each and every day, and you could go back to look at it on all my social media, words of Psalms. And most of the Psalms are said to have been written by King David. And King David wrote many of that Psalms, and King David spoke about the voice of God. The voice of God. And how powerful is the voice of God? Well, the most powerful of all, the almighty voice of God. So many examples from the Torah, from the Old Testament. We call it the five books of Moses in Genesis 1:3. Just to begin, and God said, let there be light. In Genesis 1:6, God spoke and the waters separated from the waters. What does that say when the Torah, the Old Testament says, God said or God spoke? Couldn't have God just done? Couldn't have God just, here it is, I did it. That's not the way God works, and that's not the lesson and the morals that God is teaching us. God is teaching us when God said first and then it was done, that if you have a goal, a dream, a aspiration in your life, say it. Say it out loud. Say it out proud. Put it on social media. Tell it to people. Let everyone know this is your goal. This is your dream. This is your aspiration. And we all come together as a community of one to help you live and to make that dream come to fruition, make that dream come true, because God said something first and then it happened. So you say something first, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be as big as saying, "Let there be light." Dreams are step by step, little goal by little goal, and each and every way along that goal, we need people in our lives that will help us go to the next step. So they have to know about it. So as God said, you say, and I look forward to everybody that I meet coming up to me and say, "You know what? Here's a goal that I have." And I will say, "Thank you for saying it out loud. Thank you for telling me. Thank you, because that is the first step, as God knows." And on that, certainly we all say, of course, amen. And of course, we say amen for my friend Bonnie at the Men's and Boys Store in beautiful Warminster, Pennsylvania, at Warminster Shopping Center, 320 York Road. The best, in my and in many people's opinions, and certainly with the ones that count, her many, many, many customers each and every day, the award-winning The Men's and Boys Store in the Warminster Shopping Center. They are currently having their summer merchandise sale in both the men's and boys departments: suits, sport coats, khakis, sportswear, shoes for summer weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs and confirmations, first holy communions, custom tailoring too. Formerly of world famous Fleet's men's store in Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years, presently at 320 York Road. They also have tuxedo sales and rentals for weddings, charity events, cruises, or any formal occasion for your business, or anytime you get together with your family. Call Bonnie today. A blessing to our whole greater Philadelphia and South Jersey community. Call her at 215-914-2060. When I was there last week, it was an honor for her to dress me as handsome as I can be. And while I was there, only while I was there, people came in from all over the Delaware Valley, Jersey, Bucks County, Montgomery County, Philly, all over. It made my heart grow 10 times to see the success that Bonnie is having, and it is well achieved for her hard work and the blessings that she brings to our community. The Men's and Boys Store, 320 York Road in beautiful Warminster, Pennsylvania. And for Bonnie, we certainly say, amen. Why is she blessed, and why are so many of us blessed? This is something, if there's one thing to learn from the program this morning on WWDB, it is this: put God first. Put God first in everything you do. Speaking personally, everything I've achieved and everything that I have a few things, is by the grace of God. Don't think that you are ever alone in the achievements and the successes that you have, because God is surrounding you with blessings, with the armor of God each and every day, and you are never, never alone. So please put God first in everything you do. One of the ways that I do it, if you're watching on podcast now or on social media, you see that I'm always wearing shirts or hats that acclaim the greatness of God. I'm wearing, if you're simply listening on the radio, a hat that has the big letters G-O-D, God, with the verified, like you see on social media, with the blue check, verified. And God certainly is verified when you put God first in everything that you do. And certainly we can all say amen to that. You know, most communities this past week have their national night out on the same night, so the community can go out to meet their first responders, either the EMS or the firefighters, or the police officers. And where I have the blessing of being a police chaplain in South Jersey, it was a blessed night to go out to be with the police officers who are in my community, the best around. I may be biased a little bit, but they are certainly wonderful. And I just want to tell you, anytime you see a police officer around your community where you live, go up to them and say hello. If you are with your children, I mean, younger children or teenagers, that is most important. Have your children introduce themselves to the police officer. There's no greater honor because of all of the blessings they bring to us each and every day and provide us with the ability to keep the freedoms that we have living in the most blessed nation that there ever was. I have the habit, whenever I see a police officer in a local convenience store or a restaurant, I always, no matter what, I pay for their food. And if they argue with me, it doesn't matter. I always win the argument. Don't let them win the argument. You say, well, you know, you could argue all you want, sir or ma'am or officer. You're not going to win this one because I thank you for everything that you do each and every day. It is an honor for me to pay for your meal or pay for whatever they're getting in the convenience store. Don't ever let them win the argument, and I certainly don't. It is a blessing to them, but more importantly, it is a blessing to me. And never lose that opportunity to bless a first responder in your community because they bless us each and every day. And we are certainly blessed by the newest sponsor at WWDB, Inspiration and Religion, and that is Mark's Photography, M-A-R-K-S, M-A-R-K-S, Mark's Photography. And Mark's Photography is a family-owned husband and wife, small business located in South Jersey, but their experience isn't small, it is large. Alan, the husband, is a 30-plus year, professionally trained and published photographer. He has recently located back to New Jersey, and his list of clients range from private companies, sports organizations, and charities, and life cycle events. I've had the honor of being where they are the photographers at life cycle events, and they are wonderful. And even better, I have had the honor of marrying them myself, creating a husband and wife, and they are such blessed people. When you book a portrait session with Mark's Photography, they never place limits on the amount of shooting time spent with their clients. They shoot an unlimited number of images and deliver all originals. The words mini session do not exist in their vocabulary, and they never charge for travel time around Greater Philadelphia and South Jersey. Their website is marksphotonj.com, M-A-R-K-S, photonj.com. Give them a call at 267-644-6229, 267-644-6229, marksphotonj.com. Call them to discuss your special events. And on them, certainly we definitely all say, amen. So I want to wish everybody a very, very blessed week. I look forward to hearing about all of your blessings that are in your week and sharing them on Inspiration and Religion. So contact me anywhere and anytime that you want. And as we always say, pray more, worry less. Have a blessed day, everybody.